Track 12. Our first musical contribution is about a jazz player I had not heard about. Tim Edwards has put together this remarkable story about Chet Baker, which Sam will read.
His name may not be that familiar to us today, but in the 50s and 60s, this James Dean of jazz had them all swooning. His chiselled good looks, effortless delivery, smooth trumpet solos, and this voice.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art.
Yes, a pitch-perfect rendition of My Funny Valentine. And you can see why he was chosen for February's Celebrity Spotlight. Chet's bittersweet songs of failed romance, such as I Fall in Love Too Easily, But Not For Me, and That Old Feeling, seem to have been a template for this iconic poster boy of the West Coast cool school and his sad, drug-addled life.
I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say, so lucky to be loving you.
As a trumpeter, he had an intimate and romantic style of playing music and attracted a lot of attention beyond jazz, mainly because of his movie star looks. Chet Baker was born in Yale, Oklahoma, on December the 23rd in 1929. At the age of 11, he moved to California along with his family. Chet started singing in the local church choir and tried playing trombone before he later started playing trumpet at the age of 13 years. Chet dropped out of high school at the age of 16 and joined the army. He played in bands while in the armed forces and also in San Francisco clubs when he was stationed there. In 1950, he started filling in at the San Francisco bebop jam sessions as a Presidio Army Band member. In 1952, Baker moved to LA, where he started working with Charlie Parker. And he then joined Joey Mulligan, a baritone saxophonist. And he rose to stardom with Mr. Mulligan's quartet. Now, the quartet released many fan favourites, including My Funny Valentine, Walking Shoes and Burn His Tune. Chet went solo and formed his very own quartet. And in 1954, Baker released an album titled Baker Sings and Plays, with hit songs such as Let's Get Lost. And being very photogenic, Baker made his movie debut in the year 1955 in a war film called Hell's Horizon. And in the same year, he made an 8-month European tour. But in the late 1950s, heroin addiction started taking its toll on Baker's music career. Baker was arrested several times between the 1950s and 60s on drug-related charges. In the early 1960s, he was put behind bars for 16 months in Italy and got deported by Britain, Germany and Switzerland. Through most of his 1960s, most of his recordings were considered weak as his drug addiction continued.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
In 1959, Baker moved to Europe and settled in Italy. However, his continued addiction to drugs repeatedly got him into legal trouble, which finally resulted in deportation to the US in 1964. After his return, he made 5 records over a 3-day period. And in July of the year 1966, Baker endured a savage beating from drug dealers who knocked out his teeth, and so he was unable to play trumpet for years. Well, Baker gradually recovered and started performing again in the 1970s with the help of Dizzy Gillespie, who helped him arrange concerts in New York. Well, the critics greatly praised his aggressive, intense solos and firmer tone, and many considered his recording between this period to be among the best in his music career. He toured through 1970s to 1980s, but from 1978 until his death, Baker lived and played mainly in Europe, only returning to the US once a year for a couple of performances. In 1983, Elvis Costello played with Baker on his song Shipbuilding from the Punch the Clock album, and Baker continued to feature in Elvis Costello's songs, and he later recorded a song for Let's Get Lost, a documentary about his life.
With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, and we could be diving for
Baker was found dead at about 3:10 a.m. on May the 13th, 1988. He was found outside his Hotel Prins Hendrik in Amsterdam, Netherlands. He had severe head wounds, which were apparently sustained from having fallen from the second floor window. Cocaine and heroin were found in his room, and later on, an autopsy revealed the drugs were present in his body, although the Dutch police denied this. Well, it's a sad end to a beautiful voice and talent. Mark Danville, a writer from Belgium, called his music one of the most beautiful cries of the 20th century and compared him to Baudelaire. Everything about him was open to speculation. His cool trumpet playing, so vulnerable yet so detached. His enigmatic half-smile and the androgyny of his sweet singing voice. A face both childlike and sinister, and a man whose solos were regarded as models of heartfelt expression, as graceful as poems.
But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Sam. Rather a sad story.